Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jasa Sagonige, a 7th grade grandson of Salonuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You're listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. Folks, the scriptures say my people perish for lack of knowledge. We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keeper's interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keeper's does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look. OCO, Ginalee, this is Blue Otter coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the Cherokee Nation.
Well, hello everybody.
It's your old buddy Blue Otter coming to you from an underground bunker deep beneath an outhouse next to a nondescript shack in an undisclosed location in the backwoods of Tennessee. And our guest this evening is Benny Blue Thunder LeBeau. And we've got Mark Batchelor. Oh, yeah, he's snarling. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Benny, how you doing? Hey, I guess Benny's the other one. There he comes. Hey, Benny. I know he's there.
Hello there.
Hey, can you hear me?
Excuse me for a second.
Oh, that's okay. You're sounds like you're as close to the outhouse as I am.
Yeah, to make a cash dash there.
Hey, what the heck? You know, it's a 2-hour show. No, we take breaks. Anyway, I'm just waiting for somebody to point out. I know there's got to be no conservatives among the audience because that preamble I say every time is a little bit of a takeoff on Mark Levine's radio show. And if you ever listen to him, anyway, I listen to the liberals and the conservatives, and I don't know. I was telling Ed McGaugh last night, I can find humor in both sides of the argument. But so, what you been up to, Benny?
Well, I've been doing a lot of wrestling in the last month or so, taking a break from doing a lot of giving service, bringing awareness about ceremonies.
I know your dad passed. Your dad passed, and you have our condolences. I know that's hard.
Yeah, it's rejoicing in life with death, and it was for me, it's becoming easier because of the prophecy say that many things that we have fallen a false way in our lives, and we haven't really recognized that death is life, and to honor a person for what they did during their lives, and it's good to feel kind of sad for them in many ways that we miss them, but to rejoice that they're born again in a way. And also, to that, he's coming back into my family, and he's already returned already.
Hey, Benny?
Child. Yes.
Benny?
Can you hear me?
Sometimes Skype has a problem. Are you using a headset?
Yes.
Yeah, Mark, can you hear him, or is it just me that's hearing a real, it sounds like a rattling sound. Can you hear me, Mark?
Yeah. It's fairly clear.
I can take the headset off.
Major sound problem tonight. Well, I'll tell you what.
Okay,
I can't hear either one of you guys. Can't hear. What we may have to do, Benny, is do what we did last night, and may have to just go Skype to Skype and record something, and then upload it later. And because you sound sometimes Skype does this, and you kind of sound like are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, there for a
He's
while.
He's pretty clear though.
Yeah, were you able to hear him? He was sounding like a...
What you want to do is, if you got a lot of apps or something open on your computer, shut them down.
Okay. I'll do that.
Shut down anything on his computer.
Oh, okay.
Anything on the Skype side. If you got apps and stuff open and different things open, close whatever down that he can, and that might help, especially if it's using any internet bandwidth.
Okay, I'm doing that. I'm doing that on my end too, and we'll get this rolling. Yeah, I've noticed from time to time during interviews, I've had a guest that'll kind of fade out, and it'll sound like it's just a raspy sound, but anyway, sounds like we're good to go now. Are you on a headset or a microphone or what?
I'm on my headset right now.
Okay. Sounds good now. Okay. Well, let's proceed.
And also, Also, for the listeners, my name is Benny LeBeau, and I go by Blue Thunder, so I don't go by Benny anymore because Benny doesn't serve a purpose of what I do at this time,
right,
which my name Blue Thunder does. So my name is preparing to change again after 2013 to become another name because I'm this is 13 years I've been doing this work, bringing awareness and showing that we can provide miracles in a way to Mother Earth by healing droughts, activating springs, bringing rain back in, which people call miracles, which I don't call miracles. I call them prayers and intentions, and the decrees is clearing the negative historical energy out of the environment. And because of that, that's why they call me Blue Thunder. So I don't go, most people know me by Blue Thunder, so I go by that instead of Benny.
Good.
So this is my spiritual name, and as an Eastern Shoshone, from the Eastern Shoshone Nation, I'm a spiritual advisor, or some call me a leader. I call myself a guide to help bring awareness about nature's laws, which represent all of the cultures of the world. It's not that it's the Shoshone way, or I'm part of many tribes. So what I'm asking people to consider and to remember is that the energy works in a certain way, and underneath our traditions and cultures, it all works that way. All traditions and cultures and nations of the world are all different, but the energy works the same. It doesn't work any different. The only difference is that all ways work underneath the way of the original instructions known as nature's laws, the universal laws, which represent the laws of peace under the environment that is beautiful, pristine, clear, and vibrant, full of colors as the light hits the colors of the particles of the energy force fields on Mother Earth, and it provides the bright, beautiful colors that are known as rainbows. And so this is what the messages that I've been receiving as a person who was born on the Wind River Indian Reservation in Fort Washakie, Wyoming in 1950, and born there as a person who is of a mixed blood nation, out of my people, in other words. So there's a lot of mixed bloods in my nation, let me say. It's not a mixed blood nation. It's a Shoshone nation, but there are many mixed bloods in the Shoshone nation. And so, therefore, many of us would be persecuted, pointing fingers at. But we were born there to bring a representation of peace, to recognize that you didn't have to be a full blood, which was recognized by the people now, because that name came from the United States government, who made blood degrees and made one-half Indian, one-fourth, one-third, one-sixteenth, and then they made all these fractions, and they separated us, and they divided us, and then they turned us against each other, and now we had to be enrolled to be a Native American, and so on and so forth. Many Native Americans say, well, you're not a Native American because you don't have enough blood degree. Well, long ago, there was no blood degrees, and we're all full-blooded because we're all full of blood, and we're all recognized as peoples of Mother Earth, and so we kind of got lost in our perspective through jealousies, judgments, pointed fingers, and biased opinions and prejudice. Because what happened to all nations and cultures, and so through the Native American perspective, as being part Irish and Shoshone and Paiute, and it's related to the Hopis, you know, we have relations in the Hopis, the Comanches. So these are the same linguistic groups as the Aztecs and the Mayans, and we are related because of our language. Our foundation of our basic language is an old ancient language that is so old, it's older than most of the languages on the earth. And this has been proven through genetics and linguistics. It's part of that understanding that goes back as far and even further than the Hebrew languages and connections through, the Middle East. But right now, we're bringing awareness about healing the environment, and that's what we do to bring awareness. So those who've joined in these ceremonies and gatherings, we all sit in a circle. And in the Plains tribes, there was a circle ceremony that was known as a medicine wheel, which represented the four directions. And then the other four directions in between, the main four directions that people know as north, south, east, and west, the other ones that represent, northeast, and southeast, and then, you know, the other two directions with the southeast and southwest. But the thing is, those are male-female energies, and so it takes male-female energy, negative and positive energy, to bring life on the earth, which means electrical magnetic energy, which provides us with our life force energy. These force fields that we work with are written in the petroglyphs of the rock art within Wyoming, Utah, Idaho. The area where I grew up was where I studied this wisdom and knowledge in the petroglyphs of these rock art writings and pictures and images, symbols, shapes, sacred geometrical patterns, these kinds of things that Brembolo and other people who talk about sacred geometry is what we understood was our text of taking care of Mother Earth, and this is known as the web of life or grandmother spider's web. And like Chief Self or Chief Seattle had said from Washington State, and he's connected to the tribes there, you know, what man does to the web of life, man does to himself. So whatever thought and emotion and action that we put out is recorded and becomes in the environment. And this is provided to us by the sacred sites, and the sacred sites provide the energy that says, we were told that whatever thought you put in becomes, whether it's negative or positive. And that's all the energy of the light that gives you this power. And this power that is given to you is to recognize that whatever you do, negative, positive, you bring awareness in a negative way, so negative things will happen, or positive things will happen. But to understand negative and positive actions is what the particles of light represent and produce and manifest, is the thought that the sacred points of light known as sacred sites or the mountains, whatever they hear, they manifest and bring forth and replay it all the time. So if there's a lot of victimhood energy that took place with murdering, killing, scalping, historical drama, trauma, so 500 years of imprinting has been recorded in the environments, and nature has to clear it, so she does it, Mother Earth, with tornadoes, earthquakes, floods, droughts, lightning strikes, etc., etc. The disasters, is Mother Earth now cleaning up those actions that humanity did to her emotional energy force fields and infected the elements in the earth, wind, fire, and water elements, which represents the trees are made of these elements, so are we, the animals, the birds, the soil, the rivers, the mountains, the meadows, the grasses, the plants, the flowers. All things have been affected by the thoughts and emotions and actions of humanity. And because of these ceremonies, when we clear that and erase it and zero those thoughts and energies out of electromagnetic energy forces of the environment, this provides the colors of light to turn neon colors, and then the colors turn bright. And when the rainbows appear through the mist and the rain comes back in, they're really, really bright. And the rainbows appear again and come back. And this is what we're providing information to all cultures and nations about it. It's not that you have to be a Native American to take care of the environment. We all took care of the environment at one time. But remember, the conquering nations came and controlled us, put us into education, religion, and man-made laws, and taxed us. And then they kind of brainwashed us. And then they took us to this place and now said, this is the way life will be, and this is what you'll do. You get a driver's license, you get a Social Security card, you get all these numbers, and then you go to work. This is how marriage works. This is how this is. This is how that is. This is, if you get sick, you go take these plants, these medicines, and through the Indian Health Service and then the other techniques around the world, we were now infected with all of these things that would not bring health to us very much in the last phase of the fourth world. So, and I've heard a lot of people talk about a lot of this information, and right now I can only bring awareness of that. You know, anyone who's upset and negative or pissed off over historical records or the, you know, the polar caps melting or the greenhouse effect, that is supposed to happen. That is sacred because we need the water, and Mother Earth is going to clean up her act. She's going to take a good bath. But before that happens, in a lot of the ways, there's going to be droughts. The water will go away. Other things will happen. And those who don't choose a sacred path, in their land, there's negativity. So where there's negativity, there's fear. But the water feels the fear of the people, the water disappears and runs away and goes back underneath the earth. All the water that's ever been here is here and has never left the planet. So in these ceremonies, we prove that the water is there in the drought areas. And the historical drought that was in Georgia, Atlanta, and five states, we proved that we could bring the water back, and we healed the historical drought there a few years ago in 2008. And we've done many things, but most of humanity has never heard of these things or even know of these ceremonies. And it's all the cultures who have come together to help do this. So I hope that this recording is going very well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sounds good. From time to time, it's a little static, but you know, nothing more than usual. You're doing real well. Yeah, if you need to take a break, you know, just let us know. And you're a phenomenal speaker. All I have to do is just wind you up and let you go. I used to be that way too. You couldn't shut me up for anything, but at least you're informative. Most of mine was just hot air.
Well, I like questions, and I like to have a dialogue with you and talk about certain things, and not for me just to go on and on and on.
Sure.
But you know, there's a lot of prophecies that you promote, other people promote. A lot of these prophecies never came to be. And why is that? Why didn't they happen? And these are the questions to many of the people of the world. Why haven't we been destroyed? Why didn't we have all of these things that was prophesied to happen? Why didn't they take place? And a lot of the people who knew times and dates and things that these were going to happen, they wondered about it and said, what did take place? Why didn't they happen? Well, there were some people that live in Colombia, a group of people there known as the Mamos tribal, the Red Nations, the Native American type peoples there in Colombia and the northern part of South America, or the lands there, went into meditation and went back into the caves, back into the earth, and they meditated for a few days, and they came back out, and what they found and what they heard through the meditating and communicating and asking was that humanity's consciousness had awakened, and a lot of the people were now blessing the earth, taking care of the earth, and clearing the negative energy in the environments that would have promoted the disasters on a huge way to have taken place and would have taken out big, huge numbers of populations around the planet. So because of these things that we're doing and the ceremonies we're doing through the organization I work with called Earth Wisdom Foundation, and that was an organization that put together, and other groups joined to bring awareness about the earth knowledges and earth wisdoms of all cultures and nations. So these are some of the things that's happened to all the cultures, whether they're Tibetan, Hindu, whether they're Shinto, you know, people, or the Japanese, or with the Chinese. We all have a way of understanding these things, or whether you're from Russia, the Altai people, whatever. We all have a wisdom and a knowledge that things did take place on the planet.
Oh, you're waking up you're waking up the thunder people.
Well, the thunder beings are the ones that are preparing to shape-shift the earth as they activate the volcanoes to move the tectonic plates to provide a new surface or a new vibrational energy force field that is going to activate the surface of the new earth. The fourth earth is preparing to leave, and then the fifth earth will take over. It's a vibration and energy force field that's going to change. So like the old world, the carbon-based energy is turning to crystalline energy, and it's that carbon is slowly changing, and so is our bodies changing. The sun is changing us through the vibration, through the stars, the moon, the suns, and the planets. The Mayans have talked to me about this. So we'll have the many different groups and Aztecs and Native Americans, and then we've got groups in the White Nations, we've got people in the Black Nations, and you know, the people out in Hawaii and other areas. We've communicated with many and listened to their messages and stories, and also from the Galactic Confederation, the Star Nations that are watching over the planet. They're sending messages to us, and there's all kinds of messages coming in. So compiling this information, is bringing awareness to humanity that we've already won peace on this planet. Now, many may not think so, and many may believe so, but whatever a person believes, that's the world of existence that they live in. If they want to war and fight, if they haven't got discipline to see that this is a beautiful place, the warring vibration teaches them negativity to fighting over the climate changes. Who's right? Who's wrong? That a terrible thing is coming. Well, if they think a terrible thing is coming, it will come, because whatever thoughts go out, the energy becomes so strong. And remember, whatever the sacred sites hear or the particles of light hear this in the environment, it provides that for the person to have that experience. And these are the messages of the ancestors, the holy beings of light, the great spirit, Mother Earth, and these other holy ones known as special messengers and emissaries that have huge tasks to fulfill to help provide this planet to move forward and to go through an ascension process, that we ascend to a higher knowledge and a wisdom of clarity. And because of this, this is what's happening now. And we who have good thoughts and have good hearts and have, it's called purification time, like the prophecies have mentioned in the Americas and around the world, that purification time would be a time when we were called to clear our minds, our heart, our spirit, and our emotions to be balanced. We had fallen into the negative ways of thinking, of anger, resentment, judgments, self-pity, not a lot of self-love. A lot of those kinds of things are false ways of acting and thinking. And then when we fell into that, we harmed ourselves, because when we thought like that, what we provided for ourselves was that kind of a life. And then when the planet heard it, and the sacred sites heard the thoughts, and the land heard the thoughts, it took it on, and then the emotional stress took on this powerful energy, and the victimhood energy transferred into the force fields in the land where the people live, and now it keeps replaying all the time and won't leave until people awaken to understand it can be cleared with a prayer, a dance, a song, through sounds and tones and vibrations of sacred instruments to heal Mother Earth in the areas that we live, and to recalibrate Mother Earth's energies and the universal energies coming from the galactic center.
That's good to hear.
To recalibrate the energy, to match the energy coming in. And if we didn't match the energy coming in, it would shape-shift the tectonic plates, which would provide earthquakes, volcanoes, tornadoes, droughts, forest fires, lightning strikes, all those things. And then the Earth would shape-shift. And anyone who was in a negative vibration and a low vibration didn't match the energy would cause cancers, viruses, heart attacks, tumors, other kinds of illnesses and sicknesses. And then the Earth that was like that too, it would get hit and it would be destroyed unless we recalibrated the energy, cleared the negative thoughts and emotions out of our thinking patterns and out of the energy force fields in the Earth, in all the meadows and the valleys and the canyons and the deserts, in the elements, in the sky, in the wind, and all those things. So imagine how fast the wind is getting at this time. And the wind has recorded the anger, the resentment, the greed, materialism, the stress, and the pains of humanity. And we're told the winds would get higher because the people's thoughts would be the wind, and it would get faster and faster and faster, and pretty soon it would blow the houses away. So when we put up a teepee, for instance, we're told in our teachings within the Shoshone Nation and other tribes who are these people who utilize the teepee, that when you put up a teepee, the people putting it up are to be calm and gentle and not get upset with each other or be having these kinds of thoughts going on. If we did, then the wind would come. And then if you ever try to put up a teepee, it's like a sail. It would blow way over there and take off with you. Or the teepee would fall over, break the teepee poles, whatever could happen. And then the elders would say, okay, all of you, so I want all of you to sit down now. Remember what was said. If your thoughts get out of balance, you're going to bring the wind. Okay, everyone calm down. Clear your thoughts out of that energy force field of the wind and ask it to be neutralized and zeroed, and then you'll see the wind will become calm again, and then we can go ahead and start putting the teepee up again. And, of course,
the people left, and then they tried to put the teepee up, and they didn't clear, and the wind was blowing and blowing, the elders sitting over there laughing and laughing. Well, when you all decide to consider what I said, when you practice this, you'll see the wind will stop. So what do? Stop now, because of three or four attempts, the teepee is not going up because the wind is blowing so hard. So they would sit down now and listen to what the elder had mentioned, and then they would calm themselves, be gentle, and then the wind would stop. And it happened. This happens all the time. Now, this represents the wind in the cities, in the canyons, in the valleys, in the neighborhoods of the people. The wind that's blowing so fast are the thoughts that's in the wind. And the wind will provide a powerful energy. So whatever the thought is right now, the energy is becoming so strong that this is, would be multiplied 10, 20, 100, 1,000 times stronger than the a thought would be. It would multiply and manifest that now. So we're told to be very careful what we say and think, because what you say and think, you manifest that to happen. Now, many people don't realize this. This is part of the universal laws. It's the law of attractions. Whatever you say, you make happen, whether it's negative or positive. And so this is to teach the lessons of humanity at this time. These are the last days. And most people don't understand this kind of information. So if they don't have this information, they will destroy themselves, not knowing what they're doing and what we're told to forgive them. Let it be, because they really don't understand what they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing, and they're lost. Because of what happens in societies, in the historical record of how they have been set in motion to believe and think the way they are, because they were trained to be that way, and that's how they are. Because of education, man-made laws, religion, and control by the governmental laws that are not nature's laws, that go against most of all of nature's laws. And this is why nature is falling apart. It's not going to be the governments around the world or the governments who bring awareness to heal the environment. It's going to be the people who take care of the environment. Like it says, the water will be tough to find in the last days of the fourth world, and water will be more important than gold and other things, because the water is going away in many areas because of the fighting, the negative energy that's in the force fields of the environment. And what we're talking about now is, do you want your water back around the world? Do you want the water back in the springs to activate? Well, it's up to the people to do this. If they don't do it, they don't get what they want, because there's certain things that is called upon to clear the negative energy in an historical record going back 500 years, going back 26,000 years of imprinting in the environment. And a lot of us have been on this planet for over 100, 200, and 300,000 years. In the historical record, and through the stories and myths and legends and all this. This is what people in certain cultures still remember and pass the stories on. The rock art and the picture cliffs, you know, they think that they're 70,000, 100,000 years old. And many forms of dating and testing all these things. Well, there's a lot of information coming that says we've been here for millions of years on this planet. The planet's still going to be here. Most people think it's going to be the end of the world, 2012, because they're told that. It's a fear tactic, so the people go into fear. They lose their power, their energy in their body. They lose their electrical current. Their body now starts picking up the diseases, the viruses, the illnesses, and the, the contamination in the food that they've eaten through the bacteria and viruses and the meat products and the chicken and the beef and the pork and the chicken, you know, all eggs and everything like that. When they lose their power in their body, the electrical current, it can't regenerate health. And all that poison and toxin in the body will destroy a person's health. And that's what's happening to humanity today, along with their negative thoughts and emotions. So until they recognize this, there's no hope for them. I call them they're sleepwalkers, and they're deteriorating. And as the energy rises, and the more negative that they are, they lose their energy, and they won't make it to the force field of the light coming, because the light will be pure, and only purity and pure energy and pure beings can survive the pure energy force field that's coming in from the galactic center and the universe and the galaxies is bombarding the planets, also coming from the core of Mother Earth, coming upwards, coming in from outside of the planet. And so we're like in a sandwich of energy, and we're like being pressurized. And so
Benny.
Anything, yes.
Benny, on this energy and stuff and the core and stuff, had you been aware of around 2010, they started noticing changes in the particles in the neutrinos coming from the core of the sun?
Yes. So everything is set in motion to provide purity on the planet for those who purify their thoughts and minds and emotions and get themselves set in motion to be able to hold the energy force field that's coming in from the sun. Anyone who doesn't will become very ill and sick. And at this time, we're told to stay out of the sun this year unless you've been really purified and cleared the poisons and toxins out of your being. Because if you're not, the sun will activate poisons and toxins and illnesses and diseases, and many people will perish because of what the sun is doing.
Yeah, the hope. I think one of the things some of the Hopi elders talked about, they talked about something about like a halo or something appearing around the sun about four times or so.
So these are the energies, and the halo coming around the sun is the vibration of the energy force fields, and everything is vibrating in a circle. So you'll see like rings, and there'll be different colors. And the colors are showing the gases, the toxins, and the poisons. And when that vibration starts hitting, that gases and those things will start leaving the surface and start dissipating and start being cleared from the surface. And that will bring these rings around the sun or the moon. And this is what's happening. So you see this vibration on the earth is shaking. So any negative thought and emotion or action on the surface has to leave the planet, and it has to leave. So that's why many people on the planet will leave. Now, there's a lot of things in the process that can take place. No one's going to get left behind. And the souls return again as reincarnation, but there's many plans for lower evolved peoples who want to war and fight and still be stuck in greed, materialism, and pay taxes and go through all those things. That's a world of pain and sadness and sorrow and control. To live in that world is not the way of the future. And those ones who get locked into that can't get out because they have to go buy their food and take care of their children with medical techniques and medicines, and so they can't get them unless they go to work. And they work for those people who are in greed, materialism, and dig into the earth, make inventions, whether it's TVs, computers, cars, whatever is made. Most of the people are working for the development of the planet through the mining and those kinds of things. So right now, this is what's happening, and most people are supporting the mining and development of the earth unconsciously, not knowing that they're supporting these efforts of the oil and gas, and you name it, whatever's going on, the timbering, which is harming the energy force fields and causing negative energy to happen, which is activating the disasters, which are actually sacred things happening to heal the planet. Even though many people may die and perish, these disasters, Mother Earth is healing herself. And anyone who does anything to the planet and mines the Earth and does things and takes from her, Mother Earth is not going to take it anymore. And she's going to react with some kind of action to the elements that she controls, to the Earth, wind, fire, and water elements. And she's going to show that she's in power and will teach those ones lessons in those areas that they're doing those things. And also remember, it's a vibration of those who are supporting this or even giving the orders. It's an energy and a vibration that can't stay in the vibration of the force field that's coming in. And it's like this lightning and this thunder. It's a force field of energy that's peaceful, loving, caring energy where people care for each other, take care of Mother Earth, and help each other and give service to each other in the name of love, in the name of peace, are the only ones who will be able to stay on the surface of this planet, because this is going to be heaven upon earth, paradise, nirvana. Like it says in all the different prophecies, whether it's written in the Bible or it's been stated orally to the Native Americans or the Tibetans or the Chinese or the Japanese or any other culture or nation around the world, it's going to happen with us or without us. But people have not got information about what that's going to do and how it's going to come to be. Now, most people really don't know what's going to happen. We have an idea. We all have thoughts about this. We all have a perspective of it. But no one really knows what's going to take place. But everyone knows something's going to happen. But there's no reason to debate, argue, and fight over it, because if we do, then what happens to the environment? We infected it now because we debated over who was right and who was wrong, and now we have a fight.
Yeah.
Now the energy we place in the environment is not going to go away until we clean up the energy of what we put out. Clearing our words out of the environment, our actions. And it's not going to go away until we get disciplined. And those who don't choose to get disciplined goes away. And they won't live, they won't be able to stay in the, on the planet. That means they'll die. And that's the bottom line. Now, we don't want to scare people and say, oh, you're all going to die. Well, everyone has a path to choose to change, moving out of the old ways of thinking into the new ways. Well, a lot of people say, oh, that's a bunch of woo-woo stuff. Well, if it's a bunch of woo-woo stuff, I suggest for you to consider to listen what you heard today. Consider it and watch down the road, and that all your negativity and your anger and resentment, pointing fingers, prejudices, and those kinds of things, and controlling people, telling them how to walk and think and be.
Yeah.
Watch the neighbors, watch the relatives, watch the world. Those who do that will cease to exist. And it's happening right now in our backyards, in our families, in our neighborhoods. And it's showing itself. It doesn't make any difference which culture we are. It's happening to everyone. Because this is the last days for people to get this information and to consider it and to harmonize their lands, their houses, their homes, to recalibrate everything, to bless it and thank it and love it. Like the glass in the house, the windows, the wood, the stoves, everything is to honor it and thank it because it came from the earth, and thank it so much with gratitude and love and bless it and ask it to match the vibration of the galactic center energy coming in. And when it does, it recalibrates to match that vibration, and then it won't crack and break and fall apart, and then the houses will be safe. So there's a lot of things that we can do. Now, this is all scientific truth and evidence of what I'm talking about. This is all out there on the internet. It's all out there in the scientific record. But this has already been proven, what I'm talking about. But this is not in the colleges. It's not in the high school. It's not in the grade school. It's not taught in kindergarten, because it won't be allowed in many of the countries who are controlled by these organizations who don't want the people to awaken to the truth, which is okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. But those who are trying to control the rest, their time is short, and we're asking them to choose to stop now. And if they really love their children, then they'll protect their children. And if they don't, then their children will leave before them, or maybe after them, after they leave. Because remember what happens to this, we call it the sins of the fathers and the mothers falls upon the head of the children. And that's the vibration that they are, is the vibration of the children. So they mimic their parents. And so for seven generations,
yep.
We were sent in now to clear seven generations before us for the seven generations after us. And we came to clear this. It's called karmic debt. And this is what we're asking people to think about. Well, people, a lot of people don't believe this, so that's okay. Only those who choose to believe this start doing it and clear themselves. Now their bodies are really healthy, they're happy, they're joyful, they're giving love to each other, especially to themselves, and they're giving service to themselves. They're not going to take on the anger of their children. They're over there, they're fighting, they're warring, and they're causing things to happen to themselves. And the parents didn't do it, but their children are doing it. And then children are looking at their parents. They're negative, they're going through all that. The children have learned, don't take on your parents' thoughts, because they're doing it to themselves, but bless them, bring awareness to them, and don't take on any sadness or pain for them, because that is what won't match the vibration of energy force that's coming in, and that surely will take us off the planet too. And so that will mean that means the children and the parents leave accordingly, one by one or all together. It's happening now. So we're not to be taking on other people's stuff, especially in our families. And that's what's been told to us, and we share that with people because, you know, if our children aren't going to wake up, how can we help them if they're not going to help themselves? Well, they got to learn from that, like burning your hand on the fire sometimes you quit. It's like life. you harm yourself so many times, you finally decide to quit doing it, and you become of age, and then you calm down, you become more gentle. But now with this information, this is what's given so that we could now provide service to each other to bring awareness about how peace works. And these are the traditional knowledges and teachings within the tribes and the cultures of North, Central, and South America as Native American people. But it's also important for the Native American people to remember that the white nations also have this information and wisdom, and so do the black nations, and so do the yellow nations. And what makes us as Native Americans think that we have the only way because we live in the United States or Canada or Central America or South America, that we are the only ones who have the way, that we're indigenous to the earth, is false. That we're all indigenous to earth. Don't make no difference with culture, because Mother Earth is our mother. She provides us with the particles of light, and we're all related to each other because we're connected to the energy force field of the environment, of nature, of the universe, of the cosmos. We're all made of the particle of all that it is in the universe. So why are we doing this to each other, Mother Earth asked me. And she asked me to send a message to the cultures. She says, ask my children that I give them everything freely. I give them the water. I give them their clothes. I give them their food. I give them their lives, and I share it myself equally with each and every one. And this was part of the original instructions. What has happened to my children? Ask them. Remember to remember. Remember, remember. And remember how your thoughts and emotions and actions affect everything. And if you forgot, remember everything that you're getting is what you deserve to get, whether it's negative or positive, both. Because your actions and your thoughts provide you what you get. And if you get anger and hatred and jealousy, then you may get murder, rape, incest, all those experiences for you to learn from to stop what you're doing so that you get beauty and love and kindness and beauty, great abundances, and all things will be given to you when you walk in a sacred manner and think and bless everything equally for each other. Ask for something that will be given to you because nature will hear your thought and nature will provide your thought and manifest it for you and it will be given to you. That's how the energy of the force fields of the environment works. It's not that the Creator is going to give it to you. It's not that Mother Earth is going to give it to you. You're going to give it to yourself because you're going to create it with your thoughts and the energy force fields and the particles of light that produces your thoughts to manifest and come to be. That's how it works.
Oh.
So I chuckle. And now we got all these cultures talk about all this stuff. Now, we got a lot of people bringing great messages about prophecies. They're angry and upset over the environment, pointing fingers. And if they're bringing fear to people over all this and anger over all that's happening, then what good is all that information when people are infecting the environment with their negativity, bringing great awareness, their hearts are hurt, their hearts are closed. And maybe any culture or nation bringing awareness as speakers, whoever they could be, spiritual leaders, presidents. I've heard many speak about many things, and I see how their words and thoughts affect the environment. If they actually knew this, and they're spiritual leaders and sacred peoples, and they remember this, then I look at them and say, well, they forgot, because what they're saying, they're activating the environment to replay negativeness, and the victimhood energy is going out, and it won't go away because it's in the wind, it gets in the soil now, it gets in the water. People breathe it in, it replays itself, they drink it, it's in the water, it's in the soil, the food grows from it. Now the soil has those thoughts and emotions in it, the plants get it, people eat the plants, what you eat is what you are, is what you become, and then everything is affected with all that negativity, the victimhood energy, and now the people are playing out the victimhood energy and doing it over again, and they're playing it, putting it back out, it comes back around again, they put it back out, and it won't go away until we do what? We will choose to change. If we don't choose to change, then Mother Earth, Mother Nature, will make sure that we leave, and only those who choose peace will inherit a beautiful place underneath the laws of nature, which represents all cultures and nations and knowledges that once were the same and similar. So this is why we're providing great information today, and we're providing these ceremonies and these rituals. And a time is coming where ceremonies and rituals will be done and over because the energy is going to be so strong. Whatever you think you're going to make happen, and then the energy force fields and energy force fields and energy is so strong and powerful, if the person is negative, they can't allow, they're not going to be there, because anyone who speaks of negativity and thinks negative cannot exist in that energy force of that dimensional place. And this is why we're called now to start practicing. Yes.
Thing about people thinking and those thoughts happening quicker and such that you're talking about, do you think that's going to be happening right kind of as we go through or right after the period of darkness that the Mayan elders talk about?
It's happening right now. It's been happening for many years. It's starting to increase. And I've talked with the Mayans. I was down there for a year. I just came back, my wife and myself and a friend that were traveling, talking with the Mayans, doing fire ceremonies with them in Tikal and other pyramids and outside of Guatemala. And they talked about the time when the sun would become so bright that we would be blinded for 3 days. It's not that darkness is going to come, but the light is going to become so bright. It's like being in a cave for 5 or 6 years and coming out in the light. You can't see until your eyes get adjusted to the light. This is what's going to happen because of we've been on the dark side of the sun for 26,000 years. And as we cross that threshold, and the date time of that is December 21st, 2012, that when we cross that line, we're going to come into the bright side of the sun. And that's when the fifth sun bursts into existence and the galactic alignments line up. And then that bright light comes in that's going to be so bright, there's not going to be any darkness on the planet anymore. I mean, it's going to be so bright, in other words. And that's what they're saying. And they've told us these many messages and stories. But we'll all inherit the earth, those who choose purity. So in that bright light, it's coming now. The sun is so bright that they're saying, be careful when you go out in the sun. If you haven't purified it, the poisons and toxins, you got artificial flavorings in you from the food, the contaminations of the things that's in the food, in your skin, and when the sun touches your skin, it's pure energy, and your skin will start decaying. Poisons and toxins will come out because the sun is getting to be so bright and so powerful. It's happening right now. And that's why we're told to be careful with the thoughts and our emotions and actions. And anyone with common sense knows that something's happening. Their bodies don't feel good. They're sick in their being and their body, but they go right back out and eat the same food that's got the poisons and toxins in it. And they're wondering why they're becoming ill and sick. Well, many have no idea. They're unconscious to what's going on. And even those who are awake and conscious to it haven't gotten disciplined enough to start stopping eating those kinds of foods and drinks and things.
Do you want to take some callers? We've got a few live listeners. You want to invite them to call?
Sure.
You need to take a break?
No, I just like to mention to people that, for 5 years now, before some callers ask a question, I'd like to say for 5 years now that we have been promoting this medicine hole ceremony that's going to be 4,000 miles across. And the center of the ceremony is Costa Rica. We were in Costa Rica and did a ceremony there to heal 9 volcanoes and many sacred sites by clearing the historical record of the environment for 500 years, going back 26,000 years because of the Lemurian and the Atlantean connection of the warring and fighting to clear the energy of the crystal and the energy of that to set in motion the hub of the medicine well that will be set in motion to take place on June 19th, 20th, and 21st for the ceremony in North Central and South America, where the Mayans, many Mayans have chosen to help us, and they'll be sitting in their temples of light on their pyramids or their sacred sites there in Guatemala, in the Yucatan, in Mexico City and around Mexico City, and other places in the United States on the West Coast, East Coast, in the center of the United States, and up into Canada. And other peoples around the world are choosing to do something the same and similar. And I've written over a 20-page document on our website, Earth Wisdom Foundation, that talks about how to clear the spirit out of the earth, like animals that were killed, people were killed in murders and wars, is to clear that energy and to release the souls of the people, the birds, the animals, trees, everything, and clear it. When we do, we'll have a gentle shift in the area. there's not. Then we'll have, instead of horse shifts, we'll have gentle shifts, and that means the prophecies that say many of these horse things will happen won't happen. And that's what the Kogis, the Mamos, have said. And they want us to really realize that they would like us to do 9 days of ceremonies to scrub and clean all the elements. And that means not with a brush, not with a washcloth or whatever, scrub and clean. That means to clean them with our thoughts and bless them for 9 days and 9 nights and turn things back into perfection and get it beautified and blessed and charged up full of light and so pure. And then we've done it. Now we'll match the vibration coming in from the galactic center when the Milky Way comes and goes under between the sun and the earth. It's going to be like a magnifying glass. Then the blue kachina will dance, or the vibration of the energy will be a blue light. Blue beam of light will hit the earth, and like it says, there won't be one stone that won't be unturned. The tectonic plates will shift. It'll activate tornadoes, tsunamis, and other things that will come clear the negative energy in a strong way, but it's happening already. But by the time that happens, when it hits, we're hoping that we're praying that the humanity will have did their work before December 21st gets here, with these full moons and these eclipses and other things that's happening, is giving us the power and the time to get this done and to purify ourselves and our bodies and get us purified enough to be able to hold the energy and the light so that we don't perish from this realm of existence. Now, there's going to be a lot of things that's going to happen in the 3D world, in the third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension. We've got the Galactic Confederation, the Andromeda Councils, the Star Nations, starships watching us, so they're preparing to help assist us. And the three-dimensional thinking patterns is vibration of the people. You got the fourth dimension of people and the fifth dimension going all the way up to the 13th dimension. That these are vibrations of energies and thoughts and actions and belief systems of humanity. And they're preparing to help assist those get to the place where they are chosen to learn from on other planetary systems or places like this. And so once we leave here and we die, where do we go? Well, we go to other planes of existence, like what I'm talking about. Well, this is kind of, maybe it sounds pretty wild to some people, but these are what we have known as many cultures and nations on the earth. But during this north, central, south, the North, Central, South American United Eagle and Condor Nations Medicine Hole Ceremony, that circle is 4,000 miles across, 2,000 miles to the north, 2,000 miles to the south of Costa Rica, San Jose, and 2,000 miles to the east and the west on 5 islands with volcanoes. Those volcanoes will activate and shape-shift the energy that will shape-shift North, Central, South America in a gentle way or in a harsh way. So what I've been given was to send a message for 5 years now to prepare this medicine well for the cultures to come together to provide a miracle to activate the energy, which is not a miracle. It's scientific evidence and wisdom and clarity that has been taught by the information that's come to myself and others who help in the Earth Wisdom Foundation to bring awareness about this. So at this time, if there's any callers, I'd like you to feel free to ask any question about anything. And so,
sure. Yeah. Well, the phone number is 347-996-3318, or you can Skype in. There's a little S right next to the phone number there. And you know, sometimes people will call in, sometimes they won't. You're planning on doing this November 8th, I understand. That's still the plan?
This is going to be June 19th, 20th, and 21st. It's called the North, Central, and South American Eagle and Condor Nations United Medicine World Ceremony. That represents all of the world underneath the Eagle and Condor Nation prophecies.
Oh, okay.
We would come together.
I'm sorry about the date.
This is going to be June. But we're asking people to continue all the way into September and December to keep working. Even though we did this, it doesn't mean that we've completed a big, huge task. It's only just setting the surface of more things to come. And
right.
If you keep doing this every month, every full moon, and continue, then we'll have a more gentle shifts, and we'll bless nature, and we'll be doing great, better and better.
Well, I certainly remember the ceremonies you did back when the Yellowstone volcano was really rumbling. You guys just put it to sleep, and California was under drought, and you brought rain down there. Unfortunately, there are some people that weren't camping in a wise place, and there was a mudslide. And
we saved thousands of people's lives. Some people got caught up in the catastrophes, and other things happened. But then, they were told to leave areas and this and that, and a lot of them didn't listen. So the consequences were what took place, which was part of the process.
So this ceremony that you're doing coming up, you're saying it's June 19th?
Yes, June 19th, 20th, and 21st, the solstice time.
June 19th is, in the Mayan Vulcan calendar, June 19th is going to be one men or one eagle. So it's going to start the eagle cycle, and the rest of the days of that ceremony are going to be in the eagle cycle, too.
Well, I'm an eagle myself, and with the symbols of the Mayan. So on that day, I'm eagle. So we're helping lead an awareness from Mother Earth on that day. So that's the power of the information of the eagle nations, or the eagle people who understand how to watch and see and look and see all things, will bring awareness about many things to bring clarity to the rest of what it is.
Blue Thunder, did Mark ever run your Mayan birthday reading?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he's really good at this. So yeah, just tell him your full birth date and
mine is July 15th, 1950. So I'm right on the borderline of eagle and jaguar. So I'm both jaguar and eagle.
That was July 15th, 1950.
Yes, and so working with the Mayans and some of the Aztecs.
Your ceremony coming up is going to connect right back to that, because I'm looking up in a traditional day count that Don Alejandro uses. July 15th, 1915 was also a win, one men, one eagle.
Yes.
So might have an interesting ceremony there.
Yes, we will, because of the information coming in on that day. And if you're eagle one, then you have a power of wisdom underneath the white eagle. So as Native Americans in the north, we're the eagle nations. And so I work with a spiritual messenger known as White Eagle. White Eagle is a messenger that calls himself the chief of the chiefs of the chiefs of the chiefs of the chiefs, 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 chiefs. And he's known by many names in North, Central, and South America underneath this powerful being, and he calls himself the Great Spirit. He's known as White Eagle, and he manifests in many shapes and forms to these cultures and nations in the Americas. And so these are the Eagle and Condor nations. And so this is the United Medicine Hole ceremony to unite the nations to represent peace.
I ran your birthday, too, on something which looks at your birth more from the perspective of the fifth world's Vulcan calendar. And so it's looking back, and in it, actually, it looks at things from both the forward flow of time, backward flow of time, and where the two time flows merge together. So I'll give you a little bit of info here about your birth from that perspective. On the forward flow of the time, the things that have to do with challenges, Earth, movement, energies, things about synchronicity, movement, and thought. Well, we've heard you talk a lot about that tonight, about thought and how energies and movements and challenges. So that sort of fits in with what you've been talking about pretty well. Yes. On the other flow of time, this is a backward. So this is more the flow of time that's moving from what we consider the future back into now. You have a ego energy, an 11 men sitting there, and that's these are probably energies that maybe in the last 5, 10, 15 years or so may have noticed them getting stronger, more powerful. And this is about things with visions, revelations, liberation of things, liberating things, healing, achievement, generosity. It kind of partners the eagle energy with the manique energy, and the manique is the kind of a hand with the hand symbol with the sun on it, and so it's kind of combining those two types of things. A lot of healing energy with eagle energy mixing together. And then when these two time flows come together with the thought and the movement and the synchronicities and stuff on one side and ego energy and healing energy on the other side, they mix and merge and creates the third point, which is where kind of a zero point between the two time flows. And you have a condor energy sitting there. And it's kind of like the doorway, you know, walking between the worlds and going from one world cycle to the next. And it's about inquiring, looking into things, no fear, not having any fear. So we've heard you talk about that tonight, too. Things having to do with reasoning, justice, and then mixing that in the background, there's some Lamont energy there of art, beauty, grace, creating, and stuff like that. And so both eagle and condor energy showing up here.
Hey, Mark, do me a favor. Would you run May 4th, 1996, and tell me what was going on that day? That was the day that, Blue Thunder mentioned White Eagle on the 4th of May, 1996. My son and I were on top of our mobile home changing our swamp cooler pads. And my son and I both saw a huge cloud White Eagle. And then I learned a couple of weeks later that day, it was either that day, well, there's some different versions, the third, fourth, fifth, that two Navajo deities appeared at Rocky Ridge. And I'm just wondering what energy was running on the 4th of May, 1996.
Well, one of them... In May 4th, 1996, on the regular traditional Mayan day count in the current Zolkin calendar, was a 13 Chacon, so it's serpent energy, and it's the completion of the reed cycle.
Huh.
So it would, and it's the completion of the first quadrant, the four quadrants of the Zolkin itself.
Really?
A lot of some serpent energy. Now, there is, I've also gone back and made a modification so that I can run the Mayan Zolkin like I do the other Zolkin. So I have essentially a fifth sun Zolkin and a sixth sun Zolkin. And fifth sun Zolkin meaning the current Mayan Zolkin calendar. I've gone back since and I've retrofitted the time flows back into the Mayan Zolkin so I can do the same thing with it in terms of looking at multiple time flows. What's interesting about that date, when I look at the other time flows, on the backward flow of time, it has a 13 Ock, and that day is actually linked back into the Chilam Balam when the day count started. And then when the two time flows come together, it's an eagle. It's a 13 eagle, so it's the highest count of the eagle cycle, and that's actually occupying a certain sacred geometry point within the Mayan Zolkin itself. So that would definitely, you know, hit, because you said it was an eagle, right?
Yeah, I saw the eagle on the 4th, and the visitation occurred on the 5th.
Yeah, what What color was it? Was it?
Well, these were two Rocky Ridges were the Navajo Dene Sundance had been going on for some time, and there was two women living up there. And one of them was in her 80s, and she hadn't spoken in years. And her daughter-in-law was 61, and there was a strange noise outside, like a whistle and a boom. And the old woman said, hadn't spoken in years, she said, "We got company." And Ms. McGay opened the front door and saw these two person just standing in above the ground in white robes inside a circle of corn pollen. And they were they delivered a warning that if the Navajo didn't get back to their ceremonies, that the nation might not survive. And there was, you know, three or four articles about this, and they're over at nativeamericanprophecy.com/prophecy-navajo.htm. And it was quite something. It was at least three newspaper. They had thousands of people that went up there and on a pilgrimage, and it was a big deal.
Yeah, I read a little bit about it, I think. Well, what I'm seeing here seems to indicate that time frame, it appears to be connected to changes from one world cycle to the next. It seems it's sitting on certain time points all across the spectrum here. So it seems to be tuned to that.
I'm not sure how important these dates are and how influential they are. I'm really glad that the Mamos said what they did, because the people that aren't familiar with prophecy and how it works don't understand that even the Hebrews teach that a prophecy of bad tidings is always conditional. That was the point that happened with Jonah. He wouldn't warn the people in Nineveh that, if you don't repent, you can be destroyed, and then they weren't destroyed. And a prophecy of good tidings, if it isn't fulfilled, then you need to take a hard look at the guy who's uttering the prophecy, and because they're to be fulfilled. And Blue Thunder's right. They they're warnings, and I'm really glad that and I know the elders in the Southern Hemisphere have been responsible for a lot of this work, and some of them, some people really laugh at them because they seem to they have a different resonance than some of the folks up here, and but I'm glad they're doing what they're doing, and I'm glad they're on Blue Thunder's on their radar and vice versa.
I've been adopted by them, some of the tribes down there, as a grandson, and they've sent me north to bring messages for them, and they don't usually do that to anyone. And so, they did a lot of things. They just recently, not too long ago, Carl Coleman, they did a staff initiation for him to send him north, and they accepted his information. Are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we're here.
Okay. So, in other words, they're really touchy with who they would connect to and to send north or south or east or west. Didn't make any difference. But they would have to trust people about bringing awarenesses to the rest of the nations and cultures, because they wanted the voice of their own information sent out, and not someone bringing information and utilizing it for themselves or to make themselves look good. They wanted information brought to the nations in the north and the United States and even Canada to get them to consider and understand some of the things that's happening with their calendars and their counts and how that works and what that represents for the emotions of the environment. The 20 emotions that circle around the moon are that activate negative and positive thoughts and actions underneath those calendars, and the science and the 13 tones and sounds and vibrations that come from the sun that activate harmony upon the earth or harmony in the body. It's all carried by 13 tones and vibrations. And if those 13 tones and vibrations change in the body goes out of balance and becomes ill and sick. And those 13 tones and sounds represent the harmony of the earth. But those 13 tones and sounds also have other octaves and sounds with them also. But those octaves and sounds vibrate in harmony with the 13 tones. And those 20 emotions. So those 20 emotions that they practice every 20 days, if you're negative, it teaches you the bad things or hurtful things that happen to you because you're practicing the negative side of that. And if you practice the positive side of that, and you practice one or the other, both of them, that teaches you to be following the middle path of following, they call it the white light ahead. You follow the road of peace, following the white light. When you're full of white light, that means you're full of the opal essence vibration of all the colors of light. That represents the colors of the rainbows, and you're a peaceful, loving, caring person. Your heart's open, so you're connected to your spiritual guide. You're connected to your higher self, and you're communicating with all things, the rivers, the mountains, the clouds. A person like that can communicate with nature, with everything, the starships, whatever it may be, the Galactic Confederation, people on the other side of the earth, or other people sitting in circles, through telepathy, to many forms of communication.
Well, I can tell you twice now I've accidentally discovered, you know, that I communicate with, you know, the Galactic Federation. I didn't know what I was doing. It was kind of done as a joke, but hey, folks, you know, when my son had just turned 8, he's 28, almost 28 now, and you know, we're down in southern Utah, and I see this light coming down from the north, and we're just getting out of the car, getting ready to go into the house, and I said, we've been in St. George to see a movie, and I said, hey, look at that light. It doesn't have any nav lights. And I said, if it's a UFO, I said, let's all ask it to turn its lights on when it gets to the zenith. And, you know, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, and I had a similar incident happen in 2000, in the year 2000 in Missouri. So, yeah, it can be done. They're listening. I don't know,
they're working with us right now in these ceremonies. So you send a message out to them, you send a call out, and they're waiting for the call, and they won't come and help us until we send out a call for them to help. So that's underneath the laws of not to intervene without being asked to come, as long as it would be for the benefit and the purpose of all of creation, all of that it is upon Mother Earth. They would come and bring their sacred sounds, tones, and vibrations. You know, clear the planet with their rays of light from their ships.
Yep.
And so we've been in Mexico and Guatemala, and we have people have asked us, can you call them? And we said, if your hearts are open and we can do certain ceremonies, we can do this. So at one time we're doing an energy on this place called Zero Point. It's a high electrical magnetic energy on the planet that NASA understands. It knows it's the most highest point of magnetism there. So we're cleaning electromagnetic energy force fields of the planet. So we did send a call out, and about an hour after we put a call in, we're doing ceremonies, the 10 cigar-shaped like lights, so like a cigar would light up on the end like orange. They came in the sky, and they were communicating and sending messages, and they're also beaming rays of light through rainbow colors and sacred geometrical patterns. Those 10 ships are now doing different star patterns in the sky and showing us that they were there and real. And so what's been happening is they've been clearing the planet of bases underneath the ocean, in the volcanoes, in the mountains, and other places, and collapsing these bases that are controlling humanity and other things. So they're here to help and do many things. So in the ceremonies, we call upon them to help clear these bases in these areas in the mountains, whether it's the Grand Tetons, Mount Shasta, Mount Rainier, And if wherever we are, these beings have taken hold and have burrowed into the earth and went into these places, and now they're being cleared from the planet. And so there's a lot of things that's taking place. So we have already won peace on the planet. It's just a matter of time where the other outlaws on the surface, underneath the surface, and those outside of the atmosphere that are still trying to control are still being worked with and has to consider peace and stop, and they're taking them and dealt with accordingly underneath the spiritual laws and the universal laws of these quadrants in our universe. But that's not to happen anymore. And this may seem pretty wild to people that aren't awake and don't understand this, because they've never heard this kind of stuff, because they've never been allowed to hear these kinds of things. So they think this is woo-woo stuff that sounds pretty wild. Well, they will see soon that these scout ships are going to be flying the skies. Some are going to be communicating with us. And when the surface shapeshifts and does a lot of things, they're here to help us, you know, help us survive, to help us get through things until we get back into order and start providing more services for each other. But there is going to be a time when something is going to happen, because Earth has to shapeshift and take itself back in purity. And when it does, anything that is negative and controlling will be taken out. And so that means a lot of the bridges may fail, some of the roads might be crumpled, the trucks won't be coming in with food and water. So we're told, know where your water is, know where your food is, know where your shelter is, know where your warmth is, and take care of ourselves and prepare, because there's something that's preparing to take place yet, but no one knows when that's going to happen. But we're told to be aware now and be on our toes and recalibrate our lands and get them massive vibration coming in from the galactic center, from the sun and the moon and the stars and all things from the core of the earth. It's all vibrating and coming up now, that we are set in motion to inherit the earth ahead. Those who walk in love, peace, and harmony, kindness, and gentleness, and have great health, and have purified our being in ourselves, our thoughts and emotions, are taking in pure water, pure food, pure action, have purified the toxins and poison out of our being and out of the environment with our thoughts and the ceremonies. So we can transform the elements called alchemy, like changing lead into gold or wine or water into wine, that we can do these things. And as we keep promoting our thoughts and energy, the energy rises, whatever we think, we make happen. So if we want to purify the toxins and poisons in the rivers, we use our thoughts. And we ask the river to purify and clean and clear itself. We look there, we talk to the spiritual being, we ask the water what is happening to the water. The water tells us. Now we know what to pray for, where it's coming from, what's causing it to be ill and sick. We charge it with more electrical current. We heal the sacred sites that has the holes and the cuts in the mouth and like the battery. And then it's like, this is how we get the water drain to come back. These sacred sites are like batteries of energy. If you cut a hole in it, drill a hole in it, or a cave, or a tunnel, then the energy gets out. It's like leaving the car door open at night, the dome light's on, you go to start your car in the morning, your battery's dead, has no current or electrical energy in it. So those mountains are the sacred sites, provide the current and the life force to all things, and they're set in triangles. Now, if you got 19 triangles and you put them in a circle, then you got a big circle with sacred geometry and ley lines and spirit lines that show the energy force field of current that now is on the surface, like a mycelium network of current and energy that gives us life, that charges the current and gives the life force energy to the trees, to the rivers, to the insects, to the animals, everything, us. And the energy goes up her feet, goes to her heart. Energy comes from above, goes to the top of her head, touches her heart, and the negative positive energy gives us a heartbeat. Now her current is flowing. It's charged up by the seven medicine wheels spinning on us, known as chakras. We turn towards the light. Seven arrows of light charges us full of current. The current goes up her feet, comes to the top of her head, and is charged. And now we're like a solar panel walking around full of electrical current, 100% charged, full of life force energy. When we're like that, we got pure food and water and energy, and we're really purified, then we have a power to heal, a power to manifest things with our thoughts. And that's what they all were doing. They were called spiritual peoples of the world, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, many names, men and women, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, all of those spiritual women and beings that brought so much beauty and love to the people all around the world. And we can do the same, like the message you said. What they can do, we can do. And this is the time of the Great Awakening. We don't need anyone to pray for us. All we need is ourselves. We don't need any priests. We don't need any more gurus. All we need is ourselves. And this is the time of the Great Awakening and moving into the light. And here we are. We're moving into this time period now. So, you know, what are we going to do? So what I've been promoting is these messages. It's written on my website about this medicine hall ceremony and what does purification time represent to us, and those kinds of things. What are we going to be doing for the future? You know, it's asking people to come on, just all join them, get in the circle, and the fire ceremonies, sacred fires or sacred hearts, so eternal flame in our being. And we can do these ceremonies. And we've been doing these for a long time now around the world, and we all came from different star nations to the planet. But many people forgot. Many of us here, like myself and others, still remember. I still remember when I got here, when I first came here, why I came here. And then I forgot, then I began to remember again. Well, many other people could start to remember too if they would come into peace themselves. The emerald grids need healing. The emerald grid is the green heart energy, and the prophecy of the white buffalo speaks about the time would come, and the Mayans speak about the white buffalo, and the black buffalo is prophesied to come south into Mexico, into the Yucatan. And when that would happen, which hasn't happened yet, which I'm praying would take place, and the buffalo nations in the north would recognize this, that if we could get two buffalo down there, that would activate the Mayans and the other groups in the Maya and the Aztecas, and the Xica, the Zapotec, and those people now to quit warring and fighting with each other, because they have a lot of differences down there too, even the Mayans, like the whites and the blacks and the yellows and all the red nations, they still have a lot of differences. But the thing is, when this buffalo would come there, they would visit, and then there would be some other buffaloes, because they're saying the buffalo came out of the south, in Mexico area, down in Yucatan and to Guatemala, and they migrated to the north, and then they left and they were gone. But a time would come when they would return back from the north and go south. When they would go south, that was the message to the Mayans to prepare to get their tunnels of light prepared, to scrub and clean their pyramids and beautify them and clear them of thoughts and emotions and actions of over 500 years and 26,000 years of imprinting to clear those thoughts and emotions out of their temples. And when they would, the temples would charge up with light, filled with light and beauty and the vibration that we would now travel through the tubes of light and manifest from one point to another point on the earth. And we wouldn't need vehicles, we wouldn't need cars, we could just travel at the speed of light. And these are the transportation tubes of light, and the tunnels of light, how to transport back and forth. So why would we need cars? And they have so much information and wisdom and clarity about this kind of information. But at this time, it says that the cultures would share all wisdom and all knowledge and bring awareness to the cultures. So just recently with the white buffalo prophecies and messages and the things that happened, they're trying to stop this. I mean, there are some groups who are trying to stop this white buffalo work from happening. So recently there was some buffalo that were killed in Texas, which would get people upset and pissed off. And if the tribes didn't understand this and they got mad, pissed off that someone killed a white buffalo, guess what their thoughts would do to the environment? And guess what would happen to those people who got mad, pissed off, and upset? What happened to themselves? What they would do to themselves, in other words, and the rest of humanity. So this was done on purpose to bring teachings and wisdom and clarity to try to stop the people and get them to fight over these kinds of things. And then also there's buffalo that are mixed blood buffaloes. They got beef, and then beefalo. It's not the beefalo's fault that they are hybrids. And how about the mixed bloods? Is it something because the white and the Indian mixed together, now they're mixed bloods and they would be persecuted? And thoughts of this? Well, what about the buffalo? What about the other mixtures of the animals and mixtures of plants? And we're persecuting them, putting thoughts out on them, and those thoughts are transferring into the environment for many years now. So just exactly what do we understand about this, and what does this mean, and what does this represent under understanding nature's laws? What we think and what we do is recorded and goes in the environment and lowers the energy and vibration. The colors of light get dim and dull, and now the rainbows aren't bright. Then when we clear and cleanse those things out of the environment and then neutralize all those thoughts and emotions to call them back in us to be cleared and cleansed and zeroed out of the environment, now we got a beautiful environment and a clean environment. And then we get people to remember, what this means. And to be happy that there's buffalo that's half cow and half buffalo. And then there's people who are half white and half Native American, and maybe they got black, and maybe they got yellow, and don't make any difference. This
That's
is
right.
That emotion for us to understand each other and to walk in peace with each other. And if we didn't, and we kept putting those thoughts out, it would keep replaying, and then the environment would attack us. So what are you going to do, humanity? What will you do to provide your children a safe passage into the new world ahead? Are you ready to change? Are you ready to be still in the false way of thinking? And as a friend of mine says, stand back, non-believers, because the believers are coming through. And as my grandson says to me the other day, Grandpa, I'm going to school and I'm 5 years old. He said, and the rest of the kids are non-believers. They don't believe, Grandpa. They don't believe. How can this be? Well, because their parents don't believe. And neither do the schools believe, because they got three little pigs, Humpty Dumpty, and these stories that don't represent anything but falseness. But they're cute stories, and they're good things to you know, work through and work with, but they're not bringing clarity and truth to bring a representation of becoming a believer, how the energy works and the spirit works. Like my grandson, he communicates the trees, the flowers, the mountains. And he got an Indian name not too long ago, and they meet ceremony, and they call him Spotted Eagle. So one day he says, Grandpa, my father came to see me. White Eagle came. The father, the eagle came. He talked to me. He called me grandson. The father came. And I was looking at him like, boy, you're going to be something when you grow up. You're just a young man. You're a young little boy. Now, there's many children like this around the world. Boys and girls both. So how are the parents going to learn from them if they're not going to recognize who their children are, and these children believe they're not playing with make-believe beings and spirits, and they're not make-believe, in other words. They're real. And of course, there's a lot of other forces to play, too, so there's a lot of things going on. Anyway, I'm getting a little, talking a little too much, maybe.
Well, I appreciate you. If we've got some live listeners out there, give us a call at 347-996-3318. I think Spirit might be telling Benny it might be time that he might be getting a little tired. And but if you don't have anybody call in, we might want to think about closing and letting other people learn from the message. And I'm really really grateful to you, because I'm just like everybody else. I'm just looking for answers, and that's the reason why I formulated the show a few years back. And it doesn't have huge listenership, but. And I really kind of doubted, you know, whether we've done much good. But, you know, looking back over the years and the feedback I've got, you know, we're making a difference. And everybody needs to understand that you can make a difference. And everything you do is just like dropping a pebble in a body of water. And there's circles that go out, and they meet with other circles, and they affect other people. And yeah, I'm glad the news is good, because it doesn't need to be doom and gloom, and it was never supposed to be doom and gloom. And but well, we don't seem to have any takers, Blue Thunder.
Okay, well,
I appreciate
that's fine. I'm glad people understand what's happening, and they're not full of questions. I'm not here to embarrass anyone or talk bad about anyone or point fingers or say anything like that towards anyone in these days and times. These are the messages that these PowerPoints that provide us with the energy to heal the elements or sacred sites and to heal sacred sites is one thing to talk about going out and bringing in messages about, well, let's pray and bless the sacred site. Well, if people don't recognize what sacred sites are and what they do to provide the life force energy for us and for all of creation, then what is our purpose out there talking about sacred sites as Native Americans or as any other culture alike? I'm asking the people to understand, well, what do sacred sites do, and what is sacred about a sacred site? What does sacred represent? Well, if you talk to many of the elders and cultures around the world, many of them don't understand this, and to me, many of the Native Americans don't understand this either, and they're a little embarrassed because you talk to them about, well, what is a sacred site? What does it do? And they say, well, it has our burials, it has where we, our ancestors and ceremonies, and there's altars and things there, and that's what makes it sacred. Well, what makes it sacred? That doesn't make it sacred. What is sacred? Sacred means peace and loving, caring people and beings of energy that is so sacred it is pure and beautiful and bright and clear and clean. And that energy there on those sacred sites was never to be imprinted with anger, fighting, warring, judgments, pointing fingers, lying, deceiving, ego, and all that. Anyone who would go there would imprint it to be that. So we're told never to go up on the sacred place or up high in the mountain if we were not pure with our heart intention and the energy in our being, because we would infect it and lower the energy. And then what we were would become the vibration we are, would vibrate from the mountain, and that vibration would be like a beacon of light and vibrate that thought out, and that thought coming from the sacred site would be what the people would turn to around the mountain, around the sacred point. And this is what's going on with Bear Butte in North and South Dakota. The vibration of the warring and fighting from the tribes, who's right, who's wrong, fighting with the white nations because of their motorcycles. Vibrations of warring and fighting still continues. It's not being cleared and cleansed. I think a lot of leaders talking about this is our sacred site, this is a very beautiful place. This represents most of the other sacred sites around the world. This is only just an example to the cultures and nations to recognize if you're a leader, bring awareness of how and why the sacred sites work and how the life force energy is provided from these sacred sites to all of creation that is charged from the web of life, of the flower of life, that everything is put together in circles within circles like the hoop dance. And the hoop dance shows those circles, and it's put together, and the earth is held together in all these circles of the sacred geometrical pattern that looks like a grandmother spider's web, known as the web of life, that we have been here, and we have been sent here to hold the earth together because we came from Pleiades and other star systems to keep this information going, even though some of our peoples and our relatives would forget in the Red Nations and the Native American Nations. Some of us were still here to remind the rest of those leaders to catch up to the wisdom and clarity to protect sacred sites. Just going out talking about protecting sacred sites and praying on sacred sites doesn't help sacred sites. It's knowing what's taken place on the sacred sites, the historical record, the drama and the trauma, the victimhood energy, then asking nature and setting in meditation. It's vision questing. And as you quest and you meditate, you gather the information. You got all cultures and nations set together in the ceremonies. And that's what we can do in these medicine world ceremonies on June 19th, 20th, and 21st. And all other kinds of other ceremonies. For most cultures of the earth who are still doing ceremonies on the solstice and equinoxes are being asked to come together and do some kind of form of healing and clearing the historical record of what the elements have been imprinted with. And every place on the earth has been imprinted differently from each other. And to set there that each one is unique and has been imprinted differently from each other by the cultures, actions, and what has happened in those places. And if we don't recognize this and understand this, and we're sent out as leaders to bring awareness and bring healing and just going out there talking and protecting sacred sites and doing this and that and say we're doing this and that, well, if we're not teaching this and bringing awareness about peace and love and harmony, how we're all connected, then what kind of leaders are these out there?
They're going out there giving walk of the talk.
They're walking and talking.
Yeah.
They're walking the talk, but they're not doing the work.
Yeah, Benny,
some
of the stuff reminds me of something I've heard that people, they call it generational healing, and some of the groups of people, they work within, like, their, you know, family generations, and they'll go and they'll basically do some prayers and offer prayers and forgiveness and things for, you know, anybody in their family history that, you know, did something like, you know, murder someone or do something wrong or this or that, or, you know, just do something. And they seem, it appears that when people do this, that it does have an effect and it heals things.
Sure.
So, you know, maybe people can...
No.
Do some of that type of stuff too, along with you know, the sacred sites, because like you're saying, you know, people walk in those sacred sites and do ceremonies and stuff, and you know, they haven't really taken care of themselves first. You know, well, may not help that much.
Yeah.
Maybe they can do something like that first, and then they can all get together and maybe do some of that together too.
Well, that's what's happened to many of these spiritual leaders of Native Americans and the Native people, the Red Nations of the Americas, North, Central, and South America, haven't done the work on themselves because they're angry over Columbus. They're pissed off over what happened with the Spaniard connection. They're pissed off over what took place, and they're really upset and mad, and they haven't healed from it, but yet they're leaders, and so they're promoting anger and hatred and jealousy over those issues, which is something that keeps replaying itself, that energy is in the environment, it's in the food, it's in the water, until they recognize to stop that and quit doing that and clear themselves up and clean up their attitudes and their thoughts, more peace, and know that that's over now, they're going to keep representing that. Their hearts are closed. They're still having prejudices over the white people, having prejudices over the pipe, prejudices over the people, the buffalo, prejudices over the land being taken. And issues is not going to go away, but at this time we're going to inherit the earth together as one people. We're going to be all mixed together, and then the way of the world or the light will come to be that we'll inherit the world together, no matter who's in the area of our sacred sites, of the homelands we were covenanted to be in and take care of. So it's going to be all of us together as one, or not at all. Those who don't choose to come together and be one with each other will cease to exist. And those who don't understand this information that are out there, I'm asking you to really look in your hearts, clean up your acts if you haven't done it yet, and to understand what this means, because if you're not, the energy is coming in, and a lot of you that are like this out there are ill and sick in your mind and your thoughts and your being because of your actions. The dis-ease in yourself and the stress, which has been in myself, and I've seen the illnesses and sicknesses that I've caused to myself, as I'm recognizing in each and every one of my fellow brothers and sisters everywhere, is this is what's happening to each and every one of us, and all of us equal. No one is exempt from this, and neither are the animals and the trees and all that, because we are the ones that's affecting them. If we're spiritual leaders and we're out there doing our work, we're to honor each other, work together as one, and call the people to come to the sacred sites and do the healings, is call all those who have been angry, pissed off, and upset to come to the circle and to learn this kind of information and bring this clarity and vow to be disciplined and change our ways. If we can't invite our enemies, those who are angry and pissed off at, and if we haven't cleared ourselves, be angry and pissed off at ourselves and upset because every time something happens we're mad and pissed off, well, we haven't cleared that from ourselves. So how can we be a very special sacred leader unless we've done that? And if we haven't done that, we're only infecting the people we're walking around with, because that's a vibration and energy that's a signature of our character. And when you step on the earth, that vibration goes into the earth. And Mother Earth is not going to allow that vibration to be stepped upon her surface anymore. So anyone who's like that, their legs are swelling up. They're getting ill and sick. They can't walk. If they're angry and pointing fingers, they're not going to be able to go outside and hurt people with their thoughts and emotions and actions. So their voices are shutting down. Their legs are shutting down. Their backs are hurting. They can't move. They can't walk. They're not going to be allowed to go out into the environment and imprint the environment anymore. So they're going to get shut down, they're going to get locked down, and they'll leave accordingly one by one. They'll make no difference what age group, man or woman, male or female. It is what it is, and it's happening already. So these messages are for each and every one out there to remember to love each other, take care of each other, and understand these messages that were shared with you today. Those of you who are blessed enough, not lucky enough, luck has nothing to do with anything, that's blessed enough to recognize this information as common sense. The information was given today of how and of why, and the cause and effect of actions and thoughts, and how we move accordingly to the laws of nature, to the environment, to the particles of light under 20 emotions that represent the high tides, low tides, high emotions, low emotions, under the 13 sounds and tones and vibrations coming from the sun. And for me, I'm related to the Yellow Hands from the Central Sun. I'm from the Thunderbird Clan. And as a brother mentioned today, I'm of the Eagle from the Sun. And a brother to all nations and cultures who ride the waves of hope to bring blessings to nature as a messenger for peace. But as messengers, we are often persecuted by all other cultures and nations and by our own families. So we're told we would have to be very strong of heart and mild-mannered, and caring and loving, and not to be angry and upset at anyone, because if we did, we'd harm ourselves, and we'd harm the environment. And then once we knew that, we could just laugh about all the things that's going on, because the people forgot and really don't understand and don't know. So if we didn't understand this, how could we ever get along with them, and knowing that they really don't know and they forgot? Well, that's all it is, and then we get them to remember. If they remember, fine. If they don't, it's fine, too. That's their path. They have to go through their path to learn everything about what they would have to go through to learn that it's so painful that they're going to have to stop sometime, or it hurts so bad right now. Anyone who gets angry don't feel good, because the energy is so strong. It makes us feel really, really awful. So who wants to get mad?
Yeah.
No one does, because it don't feel good. Well, if you want to laugh and be joyful, that feels good. And stay there. Remember, don't get mad and don't get upset, because that's a false way of thinking. And if you do, remember, you're imprinting the environment. You're imprinting your land, your house, and your home. And now the home takes on the vibration. Now you got to do a ceremony to clean your thoughts and actions and emotions out of the house. Your children heard it. Now you got to clean and clear the energy and vibration out of them. Your wife, your dog, your cat, your fish, your chair, your stuff. All that.
Yeah, a lot of work. Yeah, think before you act. No kidding.
Well, I know I read some accounts where, you know, some of the like Tibetans in their monasteries, right? That they, you know, if someone was like in a, you know, kind of a bad mood or a little bit off, you know, they wouldn't let them cook the food.
Exactly.
You know, they
deliver.
Yeah, because, you know, basically, you know, if the person was upset and mad or angry or something and cooked the food, and, you know, then that anger and energy and stuff would get in the food and everybody else was eating it.
So that's what's happened to me and my wife traveling in Central or South America. We're told don't eat the food, don't drink the water in this area because it's contaminated with thoughts and emotions, and if you do, then there's serpent energy in there, or dark energy, dark serpents, and you drink it. The thoughts and the curses is that in the food, and those who are cooking the food are very angry and upset. And it's not only that, the animals grew from it, the plants grew from it, and all that's there is that. And if you eat it, you're going to be affected. So don't eat anything. Go in and clear and bless things, and make sure that what you're eating has been blessed and purified and clean. That means our clothes, our vehicles, our cars, our computers, everything is to be clean and clear, because they have a vibration of energy that it looks beautiful, but it could be also deadly and can harm us and hurt us. So we're told always to bless everything that we take from the earth, whether we pick up a stone or a stick.
or a pebble on the earth, because it may have negative thoughts and energy vibrating from it, because it may have seen something in 26,000 years that was negative, and that negativity transferred into it, and you picked it up, that vibration would transfer into you. You could replay what took place with that stone recorded, and now it's vibrating. You could become the murderer, the killer, the rapist.
They've even had cases where, like, you know, people getting transplants, right? Like, yeah. I read a story about a guy who got a heart transplant, and all of a sudden he started developing a taste for foods that he before really didn't eat or like too much. So apparently, you know, this, and then he went, then his wife went back and found out that the person that, you know, he got the heart from, the person that died, all that food and all those things was the things that he liked to eat.
Exactly. You can think about the thoughts and emotions and actions, the vibration in the heart. He would, those thoughts and all that, and he would become like the person. If that person wasn't very balanced, he would become that.
Definitely affected him.
So that's what we're talking about today. That's why we're told, be careful of blood transfusions, be careful of all these things, because there can be things and thoughts and emotions and actions and illness and sickness in that blood. And there could be illness and sickness in the vibration in the heart. You take on the illness and sickness of the person, even though they didn't get it, it's still there. It's a signature of energy. It's an illness or sickness, and it would now manifest.
Well, it's also the opposite, too, is, you know, you be careful of things like that. But the other thing, I think, is you can, you know, you can catch yourself. Like, you know, if you get a little bit mad at someone or this or that, and, you know, they got you upset or pissed off or something, and you can say, well, you know, you can think about, you know, going and wringing their neck, or, you know, you can get a smile and say a prayer or wish them a good day or something like that. So you can kind of change how you're going to deal with it, how you're going to react to it.
Yes, that's what the spirit says. You can change how you think, but now remember what you thought is out in the environment now. So clear and cleanse those words, ask, call it back in, nullify it, neutralize it, and zero it out of the elements, and say, so be it, it is, and become disciplined and not have those thoughts. Even though you change your mind, remember, you're responsible for your thoughts and emotions and actions you put out with your thoughts. If you didn't clear and clean that, that goes against your health.
Yeah. Well, I remember seeing, you know, that Dr. Emoto's things with the water and the pictures of the water.
Yeah. He used to work with Dr. Emoto, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I was sitting there showing my brother's kids that one time. And I was showing them the pictures, you know, like the, here's the picture of, you know, I like you and all this, and nice thoughts, right? Here's the picture where, you know, I like to strangle you, kill you, and this is what the water looks like. It kind of looks like sludge. And the other one was beautiful snowflakes, right? So you look at these two, and I was showing this to my brother's children, right? And I was saying, so this is how your thoughts are affecting this water. And I said, you know, think about what's happening when you guys are fighting with each other. And, you know, you're basically a walking bag of water. So, and your words that you're saying to that other person to hurt them or whatever, your words are closest to your bag of water. And they were listening and paying attention, and they were learning, you know, and thinking about it, you know. So, yeah, people can learn about this stuff, and, you know, it's real stuff. It's, you know, we have a lot of evidence and stories now that are telling us, you know, heart transplants, the water with Dr. Emoto, you know, Tibetans with their food and all. I mean, this is real stuff. It's not flaky things like some people think. I mean, so maybe they can read about some of the stuff and learn and then figure out how to, you know, use it in their own life.
Exactly. So all this is scientifically being proven now, and all the things that you're talking about are so powerfully important, and the universe is literally flying to the cosmos and about to enter the Earth's heavens in the most powerful way that has never happened for, you know, 26,000 years in the 60,000 year cycle that the Maya talked about. And now we're the pathfinders, we're the dream walkers, and, you know, we're these leaders, and peace warriors, I call us. And not and changing from the warriors and becoming the peace warriors and doing the best we can to cleanse and clear the earth and help her rebirth into the new planet that she's going to be with us or without us. And we're being called those rainbow warriors who would stand up and bring clarity for peace, not stand up and fight, but stand up and bring clarity and wisdom and awareness for peace. And if we fought and protested and did all that, then if we're fighting for peace, how could the fight stop? If we're fighting for bringing awareness, we're imprinting the environment and then we'd replay the fighting. So this is how we're saying, okay, everyone, if you're fighting for peace, remember what that means. You're over pointing fingers, pounding on the table for justice, and all this and that. You're not going to get it because what you can get is going to be the opposite. You're also imprinting the environment with it. People will replay it. It won't go away. So you clean up all that you're karmically indebted to do, and whatever you put out is you're responsible for it, and it's a vibration against your energy force field in your body and your being that keeps you in a high vibration, which means peace and love, or in a low vibration, which means stresses, pointed fingers, judgments, egos. And if we don't choose to quit that, then our bodies give out and we're not going to make it through the force fields right now. And so these informations that you're talking about with Dr. Moto and others around the world, the scientists like Dr. Moto and others really brought great clarity about scientific evidence and truth of how and why the concept of thoughts and emotions and actions that messages are imprinted and carried in all of the elements, not just the water, but all of the elements. And this is the time that we would begin to remember now and to recognize what it means. Only those who remember are the ones who are sent to remember and will find heaven upon earth, nirvana, paradise, happy hunting grounds, whatever the cultures want to call it. But this is a time like no other time in the whole history of Mother Earth. So I pray that many of us will awaken.
Me too. On that note, I probably ought to roll the final message, and sure appreciate you guys coming on tonight.
Well, you're welcome, brother. And again, I like to get people to consider to check out my website. Go to Facebook, earthwisdomfoundation.net, and to look at the North, Central, and South American Eagle and Condor Nations United Medicine World Ceremony appeal or letter and other things that are there to represent how the particles of light work, which works, how the energy force fields of Mother Earth works through the matrixes, through the web of life, the grandmother spider's web. That all cultures and nations are remembering this and that we are one and are coming together. And the time is coming when the rituals will be over as we move into this new world ahead. So we won't have to be doing these kinds of things that we're doing now. It will all change. But until then, we're called upon to do the best we can with these kinds of ceremonies, like this medicine well, or the Mayan cross, or we've got the Celtic cross. There's all kinds of circle ceremonies, like the Tibetans do with their Mandelas and other cultures alike that do these things. And their way, they all work. There's not one that doesn't. And it's understanding the cause and effect of our thoughts and actions that affect the weather. And these laws represent the Red Nation's traditions and all cultures of the white, black, and yellow cultures, too. So again, thank you all. This will be to us as we move to the future. Thank you to infinity.
Yeah, you're starting to break up a little bit, but anyway, appreciate you coming on, Blue Thunder, and we'll be talking to you again real soon.
Okay, who's a brother who's listening with us? What's his name?
Can't hear you. Anyway, I'll talk to you offline. I'm having problems hearing you. Anyway, bye-bye now.
Bye, yeah, good night.
This is Jasa Sagonige, a seventh-grade grandson of Samanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keepers Preppers Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault.
Lover's hand upon the heart, the very breath. Okay. I just have a little dumpy